Did you hit record?
I did not. Smarty pants.
That would have sucked dick.
It would have.
That would have Dwight Howard.
You beat me to it.
That would have Dwight Howard.
That's crazy.
You know I'm mad. I had a pair of that nigga's shoes.
Me too. We both had the same pair. I was thinking about it earlier today. Me and Chris had the Dwight Howards.
Were they cool looking shoes?
Yeah.
I had the better looking
ones. And they were good for basketball, bro. They were great for basketball.
You used to play ball and what's them shits. You ran them shits down, bro. Like, you got good work out of them shits.
He gets good work out of his too.
Come on, give him.
He gets good work out of his too.
Come on, no.
Try 7887.
For those who are watching, everyone knows.
Oh, yeah. So I turned off my phone's ability to access the camera and all that shit, even when it's locked.
Oh, smart man.
Because apparently.
Catch you while you're sleeping.
That, but they said that apparently the police can unlock your phone without your permission if they can access that swipe down menu.
Oh.
So I just cut it off. So the only way to access my camera and all that shit is just literally open the phone.
You got to show me how to do that.
I found it on TikTok and they put me on that. I was like, fuck it. I'm doing it tonight. Huh?
Fucking women?
I don't know.
I don't
know. I'm just saying, I don't want to help the police.
Cheating?
What else? Why else would a man be scared of that? Cheating?
Yeah, because you understand? They access that camera menu, that flashlight menu, they do some slick shit.
You don't give them permission and all that.
Yeah, hell no. Or, matter of fact, you fucking try to access Siri, then what?
They these hoes gonna do while you
Siri read your last message?
They gonna take a picture of you on your phone.
Can't happen. Can't happen, baby.
What the fuck? Ain't no denying that. You can't beat that.
Swiping on my shit forever.
You can't beat that.
Your phone take a picture of you every 20 seconds.
Oh, brother.
The front camera on your phone takes a picture of you every 20 seconds.
You know,
I don't disagree with you.
I've seen it.
It's a real thing.
I think about it a lot.
I'm
not sure if it's true.
It's true. It's true.
It
as fuck.
Has to be. I'm subscribing to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I have a camera inside my house, and sometimes I just get the feeling that like
you're not the only one watching.
Yeah.
You're not. You've seen Batman,
you're
nigga.
You're not. You're not.
You've seen
one
Batman, right?
Yeah.
You remember the technology in Batman?
Where he was accessing people's cameras
that allowed him to find the Joker.
Yeah. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that's happening, bro.
If you think a fucking director was sitting in his fucking big ass mansion and thought that shit up out of thin air.
Bro, I think all the electronics are watching. Your coffee makers, your fucking laptops. I think all of that shit. I'm a firm believer
in
that
shit.
Do
you know what should make people uncomfortable but doesn't? I think Hey Siri should make everybody very uncomfortable.
I don't even use that shit.
Nigga, it's not about are you sure you want to say it that loud? Your phone.
It's not about you.
Everything might just.
It creeps me out that this fucking robot can answer my questions.
You know what I think is the most naive shit in the world? The fact that we think that.
Because you don't use it, that it's not affecting you.
Or that we could press a button and then no longer listen.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. That's just dumb.
The fact that.
That's privilege and
Siri
stupid.
Is just always listening always. For her name.
Yeah. I mean, she's always listening.
For certain keywords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it'll talk to you even if you don't say, hey, Siri. Like, it'll answer. Like, even my watch does it.
And then you could be in a room full of months and Siri only identifies your voice.
Yeah.
Come on. That's the best explanation that I've heard.
Yeah.
Like, if it's listening for that one word,
it's
it has
always,
to know
always
other
listening.
Words.
Yeah. Not to listen for. To. Yeah.
Which means it's always listening. So, like, if the words blank, Siri, make you say this, then what does the word bomb make you do?
Yeah.
What does the word terror make you do?
You have to actively not do
what
that.
What does the word immigrant make you do?
Yeah.
What does the word police make you
what
do?
What does the word Haitian make you do? What does it make you do?
What do those words make you do? And it's this is why this country provides us with the amount of bullshit, distractions, food, drugs, entertainment. Because if we ever take a lot of time to sit down and just think about what's going on, shit is not right. It's not right. If we like, I'm constantly distracted. Between TikTok, pussy, and weed, my day is filled. Uh-huh. My day is full. If I ever stop to think about what's really going on in life, it's just crazy.
I think once you say the word Haitian, you're automatically oppressed. I feel that. You're automatically oppressed. A hard life comes for you.
They fucking forge your information to immigration that fast.
That's why I've been giggling this whole time. Like, why would you say that? What would you say? What would the word Haitian make you do?
Oppressed? And make your life hard?
Want to know that?
But you know what's crazy, too? Is those idiots that say, I ain't downloading that app, that face app, because it's going to get my face. You dumb fuck.
You have a
driver's license. Camera. You have a driver's license.
Which means
what the fuck? You have an ID.
Somewhere, somebody has a video of your cum face.
Nah, but
listen, if you've ever jacked off to porn, on your laptop or your phone, they have access to your cum face.
Somebody's laughing at me so many times.
Wow, that was fast. Mind your fucking business.
That's what he got off on?
Shit, hey, look, man. This video again. Look at
I'm not even scared of niggas watching me. Nah. Niggas watching me. I'm more scared of niggas watching what I'm searching.
If niggas saw what I'd come to, my God.
Man, they knew that in the 90s, man, nigga.
So you're feeling like Busty Evans today. Okay.
Nigga, I wish.
they knew that in the 90s,
nigga. Sick
nigga,
man.
They go beyond. They know what you're about to search. I be the mature now,
time,
nigga.
Bro, I'm in the mature time.
I be the mature time.
Been off to some crazy shit, man.
Hey, listen.
I've been to the homeless tab.
I've been homeless too.
It's disgusting.
It's some nasty shit, man. It's crazy, man.
I've been to the midget tab.
I've been in the midget tab too, man.
The midget tab,
bro.
Is
there's
a
nothing. There's nothing you're gonna say that I haven't. Hey, man.
The only fucking tags that I won't go, like, for some reason. I'm never going to understand cuck porn. I have no desire for it. It's stupid.
That's not my thing.
So I have watched, a woman strap another woman. And then I was like, this is too close to transformer porn.
Let me leave. I've watched a girl, and I've got off to it too. Girl dicking down another girl. Like, seeing her fuck that girl.
It just feels like one step in the wrong direction.
I mean, it is what it is.
But I mean, it's like lesbian porn.
It's lesbian porn. It's lesbian porn. That's what I searched.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really see it as a step in the wrong direction.
What if they just wearing the belt?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I say.
I feel
she's wearing a belt and grinding on ass. You know,
I feel what you're saying, but I'm going with the understand that it's not. You know what I'm saying?
You're
going
to trust the production?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, respect.
We know it's two women happening right here. You feel what I'm saying?
Let me ask you guys this question.
The Middle Eastern tab?
Oh, it's good. It's great.
African tab?
It's great. With the hijabs?
No, Middle Eastern, African? It's some good shit there, bro.
With the hijabs on? I be seeing that shit.
There's some good shit there.
I don't know why I'm so turned on by them fucking in their holy garb. I think it probably means that I'm a terrible person.
It's the devil in you.
You guys love titties. You guys love titties, so just type in Tetona.
Be baptized.
You type in Tetona? I guess that means titties in Spanish. Oh my God. Because you guys are titty guys.
Hold on. You said type in what?
Tetona. T-E-T-O-N-A. I guess that
Tostones?
Means titties. Tetona. I'm telling you.
Tostona?
You're welcome.
Tetona?
We'll talk later.
Tetona.
Man, those busty
That can't be
milfs,
the episode
bro.
Title? Tetona can't be the episode
it
title?
It's going to be a lot of Mexican niggas asking us what's going on. Yeah, my friend.
Mexican.
my friend.
Hey, I fuck with Mexicans, man. Shout out to Mexicans, man.
I've never clicked a Mexican porn. I'll go look.
Go look. It's some good shit. No,
I don't know if I want to watch Mexican
Success
porn, though. I'm not going to lie.
Joke some good shit about Haitian porn. That had me
Haitian porn is good,
crying,
too.
Bro.
Is it?
They make funny noises, but they're good.
The problem is they make noises that sound like your auntie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the sex sound like a struggle.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I have to mute it.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Like, don't do that.
Wait.
Like, church praise and sex. Yes,
obviously.
Yes. Down the street.
Yeah.
You're on your way to see God both times.
Down the street.
Yeah. There you go. We found somebody we knew on the Haitian porn. Somebody we grew up with.
For real?
a friend of ours, auntie.
A woman?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was.
There's this girl from Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, big Haitian dick in her.
Yeah.
Crazy shit.
There's a girl named
Susan. She was Susan.
Wild.
Desert Baby.
Hey, if that was your auntie,
I heard of that,
bro.
Desert Baby is from Tampa.
I heard of that.
A Haitian girl.
Yeah, I heard of her.
With some of the best titties in the game. I've subscribed twice.
Yeah.
I've subscribed twice.
I still haven't heard
Dezod. D-E-Z-O-D.
That means bad. Dezod? That means bad. Dezod.
Dezod?
Yeah, means bad.
Dezod, baby.
God.
She has an enormous
Hey, rank. Man. Hey, you're more than welcome on the show, shorty.
My God. She does a lot of she boob had a jobs.
What you said?
So she fucking...
Yeah, yeah. She be jacking niggas with her titties?
It is crazy.
I'm sure.
Because she be going crazy.
And she does a lot of solos where she's just bouncing her titties up and down. So you have
To me, the best genre of porn is solo bouncing.
Solo bouncing. That gets me off every time. That's it. That's all I
just I don't even need to see below your waist.
No.
Solo bouncing. Solo bounce.
If I find a good solo bounce video, I'm sold.
I can't watch one more than once.
No, I'm done with you after the once.
I will never watch a video twice. Yeah. I'm not going to do this twice.
I don't back you.
Okay,
a nigga's watching the same porn like multiple times?
I won't. I refuse.
Like, I don't need to.
There's so much.
Nah, I don't need to double back.
Sometimes, like, if I see one that I like, I'll go back to it every once in a while.
Like an ex?
Yeah. Nah.
Hey, baby.
But not really. Yeah, but not really.
Double back.
I try not to, man.
If it's good.
It's so much out there.
It gotta be good, but I'm not going back looking for it, but if I come across it.
Do you niggas have a profile signing on any of these sites?
That's too deep in.
Nah.
You too deep.
I have OnlyFans profiles.
You got a porn profile.
But like not like a Pornhub account.
I got a Twitter account, B. I don't need a porn profile.
The problem with Twitter is I'm not gonna keep scrolling between 5-second clips. I'm not doing that, buddy.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. That's crazy.
What do you say you're not gonna do what?
So like Twitter, it's a bunch of OnlyFans bitches giving you commercials.
Yeah. Preview. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. 5 seconds, okay. 6 seconds, yeah. 2 seconds. I'm not doing that. That's stupid.
Yeah, no. And they'll it'll loop. The little 5 second. If it's a good loop though, it might be a good loop.
I can't trick myself into the loop.
But I'm not even I don't even feel like I'm consuming porn to the extent where I need to be subscribed to like a source for porn.
No, because some niggas are subscribed to that shit. Some niggas have old profiles.
Like, when niggas leave comments on porn videos, you're too deep in.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes before I watch the video, I'll go to the comments just to see if
it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. I'm like, yo, you niggas are like, you guys believe in this shit. This like, you guys about this shit.
Created a profile.
Pornhub comments gotta be crazy.
You said what?
Pornhub comments gotta be crazy.
Because it's like.
X videos are pretty wild.
It's just like the comments on Twitter.
Yeah.
When like motherfuckers are replying to the OnlyFans girl, like no one else can see you.
Yeah, that's nuts to me. Like,
come on, bro.
That's
you
nuts.
Said this for everybody to
like,
that's
bro.
Nuts. That's nuts. That's
you know,
nuts.
Sometimes.
That's nuts.
I see a woman online and I get the urge to be thirsty or flirty. And then I go to comment and then I see another gook.
It's bad, bro.
And then it snaps me out of.
It's bad, bro.
Like, hey, bro.
Bring your ass back.
It's bad. Ooh.
Thank you for helping me realize who I should be in this life. Thank you for helping me realize I was headed down the wrong path. Because you a gook barking at the moon. I was going to be two gooks with you barking at the moon.
You're going to just be making noise. It's crazy.
But.
Don't gook out, fellas.
Never do it.
Ever.
Never do it, dog.
If you guys go seek out Dizzard Baby, let her know I sent you.
Bro. Let her know NWO Central.
So amazing work.
You seen her work?
Yeah, I've seen.
I've never seen this person y'all talking about, bro.
You look, ain't got my phone on me. I would show you. I would show you, baby.
There's a couple of people doing some very good work out there in the community.
Rack City.
Some of y'all are doing some fine work.
Yeah, shout out to the ones that's doing the Lord's work, man. Y'all got good content coming out.
But aren't there too many porn stars? You don't think
it's a lot.
You don't think it's too many?
It's a lot. And I don't think all of them should be porn stars. Word. That's what's up.
Yes, that's my baby.
There we go.
That's my baby. That is my baby.
Whoa.
That is my baby!
Whoa.
Wow. That's a woman.
She got what they call bosoms.
This is a woman, bro.
She got bosoms.
You're welcome.
Fine work.
That's a woman, huh?
Those are breasts.
Titties from bullet points. Look at them. Come on.
You can't.
Come on.
You can't call them titties. The titties sound small.
No, those are not titties.
Those are breasts.
Have you clicked udders?
Breasts.
I haven't done that.
I know you have. I ain't gonna ask this nigga. I know me and this nigga gang. Udders. So what udders are? Udders are the shits that cows have, like, put the milk.
I know what an udder is.
So whenever the titties hang really, really low,
they call them
and they big and low, is utter porn.
You're talking about long titty ladies.
Long titties.
Long titties.
Usually, big long. Usually the MILFs.
I thought that was just busty. I thought all of that was under.
Well, busty is big, but these hoes.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I thought once it was busty, it was big.
It's on the belly button titties.
Oh, these like big long titties.
Big and long titties.
Big and long.
These like when she on top, Snoopy, hanging in your face
you
titties.
Can, you can suck and get rode.
Man.
Do your tits hang low? Do they
walk to the flow?
Can you time in a knot?
Time in a knot.
Can you time?
So I saw a question online on TikTok. This kid asked, the way I'm 20 years old and I find 20-year-old women attractive, does that mean that when I'm 70, I'm gonna find 70-year-old women attractive? Mm-hmm. Or am I still gonna be attracted to 20-year-old women? And I never thought about it before. But here I am in the fucking mature tab. I never thought I'd see the day where, like, women in their 40s and 50s to me are bad bitches. Mm-hmm. And I like it. Mm-hmm. And it's just
they used to
be ma'am when I was in my teens and 20s. Mm-hmm. But now they look different.
Nah, because you done greased a couple now.
You know what? I always was attracted to them, you done
treaded the waters. So when you see in the water online now, you're like, I know what that water feels like.
Man, listen.
I think we've spoken about that.
Sophisticated,
like,
older women are sexy,
The age gap, the biggest age gap that we've had between us, huh?
What is it?
Have we spoken about that on here before?
Oh, what is that?
The biggest age gap that you had.
I've recently done, like, well, not that recently, but recently enough. 50-something. And it is just...
it's not crazy to me anymore. Like,
did you have to bring your own grease?
With so much care. You hear me?
Was she able to keep the situation?
I'm going to keep it back with you. Like, this is... It's a different 50. Like, this bitch is a spry bitch.
50 now is different from 50 back in the day.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something.
That's true, though. I ain't going to lie.
True. Same with... Yeah, 40.
I feel like my dad's 50...
Different.
My dad's 50 was different.
Different. They were old.
It's not the same. They were old. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's different. For sure.
It's all the preservatives in the food.
It was phenomenal.
It's the preservatives in the food. Bro.
It was great. Pussy marsh for king.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Them yellow dresses with the big frills at the bottom. I know them pussy was good underneath them motherfuckers, bro.
That silk roll pussy.
Can't let this guy get away with these things, man.
You know exactly the era we talking about.
I can't let him get away with
I'm
this.
Talking about,
when they used to come out with the floral dresses.
Bro, like, the treatment, you go over there, before you fuck, she asks you, have you ate? Like, it's different kind of pussy.
She knows how to make your performance good, bro.
She's
feed
fucking,
you first, and you will perform.
She's rubbing on your chest between sessions.
Come on, man.
This is a different kind of care.
They not built like that no more.
This is care, man. This is tenderness.
And you know what happened? Niggas wiped them up.
Basic human decency.
And they weren't out here teaching the other ones, bro.
That's all I'm hearing.
She's a divorcee who say she ain't going back.
Nah, because she wasn't meant to be there in the first place.
All this motherfucker do is work at the hospital and travel.
That's all she wanted to do.
And ride young niggas, apparently.
That's it. That's all she wanted to do with her life.
I'm hearing a lot of women... Like, I've been meeting or whatever, regretting they got married in the first place. And
bro,
they never want nothing to do with it.
This shit is headed in my direction.
The nigga I married was a
in
fucking duck,
years,
loser, fuck him, I'm never going to get
married
again.
Getting married is going to be about having a good time.
It's going to be bad.
No,
it's
but
bad.
You
it's getting,
also,
it's getting there.
Also because a lot of women married safe, nigga.
They married safe?
They married a nigga. You
That's
got,
not who they wanted to marry.
Safe for a long time?
No, you're right.
After a while, turned boring.
He's cooking.
I ain't safe, but I'm fun. I'm a great time.
What?
I'm a party.
All right, now.
That's what they want.
I'm a party.
But that's what they want.
I'm a party next door, bitch. Come
but no.
That's how you keep.
But that's what they want.
That's how you keep them.
That's what they want.
For 20, 30 years, that's how you keep them.
That's, yeah.
And the safe nigga will finance our lifestyle.
Yep.
Yes, he will.
I mean.
Match, what do you call it? Alimony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking in the house a husband bought.
It's a dirty game. It's dirty.
It's a nasty game,
nasty
man.
It's nasty, bro.
It's an evil world.
It's disgusting.
Oh, God.
Man.
And that pussy has a lot of life left in it, bro.
God, man.
There's a lot of life left in that pussy.
It's life
because that husband wasn't getting it.
it's 60 years left in
that. Yeah, the husband wasn't getting it.
The husband's so busy fucking side bitches. He was.
Bro, I got a neighbor right now going through it.
Man, listen. Poor
guy. He's going, and he's a good guy, great guy.
How old is he?
He's 54.
Let me tell you
it's
something.
It's like having a nice car.
And his wife got money. She's getting it. But she just finished doing Carnival.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Married to her for 27 years. Oh just finding God. Out what Carnival truly is.
Oh my God.
And she slid on him at Carnival.
Men aren't built for divorce in their 50s.
Mm-mm. Bro, he's going.
He's not built for that.
He's done everything that is Tim the Two Man Taylor told you to do and Carl Winslow and them niggas told you to do.
Is he rich?
He did all. He got it. They got it.
Oh, nah. If he got it, he's straight. If he got money, but if he got money after this, he good.
He loved her. He loves her.
Yeah. All right. We'll see.
This nigga, listen. This nigga said Tim the Two Taylor
and Carl Winslow.
Tim
Winslow.
The Two Man Taylor.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. If you was taking your life lessons from Tim the Two Man Taylor, if you was taking your life lessons from Tim the Two Man Taylor and fucking Carl Winslow, kid.
Bro,
that was too good.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
That was too good.
I thought it was him.
Holy shit. Doing everything you're supposed to do and still losing your bitch has to be
defeating.
A crazy amount of pain.
No, I've never seen a man so defeated in my life. He makes me never ever want to even fathom a divorce. If the possibility of divorce looks like that, yo, I pray to God.
I watched one of the uncles that raised me cry like a fucking baby when talking to me about his divorce. And it traumatized me. I can say that. Now that I'm looking back on it.
It's bad.
It traumatized me to the point where, like, I don't ever want to be in a position where, like, I'm vulnerable.
I can understand that, bro.
He was like, we were in the courthouse talking about shit out loud that I thought we would never repeat. That shit scares me.
The nigga said to me the other day, the other day,
Future said it the best. Don't get too comfortable.
Because, boy.
Dog got way too comfortable. You should never do something around anybody that you are uncomfortable with that person airing out in public.
It's not about that. When you live with somebody, they're going to see your real you.
Whatever, but nigga.
I know the nigga told me the other day, he said to me, he said she makes a good living, probably a better living than me, and I'm going to lose half of all of this, and I didn't do anything. And he came to me so helplessly, bro. I was watering my grass.
Yes, kids.
You have two kids together.
That's the problem.
How old are they? 27 years old. 27 years together. The oldest kid is of age, but I think they have a young one that's like 16.
Okay, that's not bad.
Listen, that's the problem, bro.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do nothing. That's the problem right there. He didn't do nothing.
That's what a good husband is, bro. But,
nah, nigga. You got to give your girl something.
My first thing was, in my time, I did the right thing, but I was going to say, yo, how did you not know about what's going on at Carnival?
Is he white?
No. He's Jamaican, and she's Trinidadian.
He's being naive. Maybe he didn't know shit was so reckless at Carnival.
Man, a good guy, man.
And from what I understand,
I feel
like,
so bad for this dude,
Trinidadian Carnival's that one, huh?
His wife is It's bad, bro.
I've heard that them trainees ain't good for you, boy.
Bro, she's bad.
Them boys eat ass. They not really good.
She bad. She bad.
I'm not disrespecting them. I'm just telling you, like, that's where they willing to take it.
Well, you know when they do those.
This nigga say that's what they willing to take it.
You know what she told me? You know what he said to me? And that's why I knew he was down bad. He said, and the guy that she cheated on me with, he got nothing going for himself. He's some fucking gangster.
And he I was like, ass, though.
You mean he's a party guy? Like, she's everything she wanted. She's everything you're not. He's everything you're not.
If she's out earning you, she doesn't need another nigga with money. She needs a strong penis and a good time.
Well, I mean, I can't say that to her.
That's the problem. You know what I realize? Maybe I keep seeing why people don't talk to me. because I have to, I would feel compelled to tell him. I couldn't hold it back.
All I said to him, the roughest thing I said to him, and I see that he took it the wrong way, and I'm leaving it. I said, hey, man, I think you've been a real pussy in your marriage, in your relationship, and you know, this is what happens when you're a pussy.
Do now you know, and now you wet, and now it's time to get fucked.
Now you're primed for the fucking. You showed her you can get fucked for years. Now she's fucking you.
You have to say it, bro.
I don't know what else to tell you, man. Now he's living most of his life in New York now. He's moved to. It's bad for the guy, man. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. I said, me personally, it would have never gotten near this.
Couldn't be me.
Me?
Right now, if my wife up and say she want to be in a carnival, me too. What you want to do? You want to get in shape?
Bitch, we got a carnival in our bedroom.
Let's do
it. No.
Because you see, you doing exactly what he did.
No, he didn't do that.
He keeping her from going. She been wanting to go this whole time.
We can go to carnival, though.
But also,
that's what I'm saying.
We can go.
He should have been when. He should have been brought her to carnival.
Also, why you marry that kind of woman when you not that?
Nah, it's not him.
Who knows?
Remember, he is in a position where he's hoping to land somebody of that caliber. She is in a position to choose. Ricky just said she bad. Mm. So she's in a position to choose. She chose the nigga that was looking up. Right? But again, she chose safe. Long term, safe don't really keep you like, at the end of the day, safe is just that. It's safe.
And now
I just really want to ask him, like, yo, what made you think that? I know she chose safe. She chose safe, fine. What made you think that she was the safe choice?
Because niggas really feel like they can settle a hot girl down and it don't work like that.
Because she picked me.
But you know, she doesn't present.
That's the whole thing.
That's the thing.
It.
She doesn't present as a hot girl at all. Like, I would have never known any of this if he didn't say it. Like, she looks pretty, but she doesn't. Nothing about this lady screams, I be at carnival, I be outside.
That's why dog would think that shit copacetic, because she chose him. He feeling chose. So he like, I ain't got nothing to worry because you chose me. You wanted to be here with me. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I don't have nothing to keep up. I don't have to,
man, these people
to
got,
pursue.
Bro, these people
you
got,
chose me.
They got properties everywhere. They got businesses, bro. This nigga, he stands to lose a lot. No, he's losing a lot. He's about to lose a lot, dog. For nothing. He did nothing wrong.
The fact that the youngest kid is now nearing 18 means that her shit is bubbling now. Now you can't hold her back no more,
bro. Yeah,
she's done mothering.
Oh, she's done.
She probably got her tubes tied behind her back.
She's done.
She probably got.
Bro,
her tubes
I haven't
tied
seen this woman in months.
And they tell the nigga.
I haven't seen her in months. She's done. She's done.
She's riding that Trinidad.
He's still holding
penis.
Out hope that you know they can you know work it out and stuff. But brother, she's gone. I said, bro. I promise you, I said, I'd be in Miami every weekend, every other weekend. I promise you, I run into her, and I don't even realize. I probably run into her. I probably see your wife more than you see her. I told him that.
Because, bro,
I probably know the nigga that's fucking
it's
her
a new world,
her.
Bro.
You probably do.
It's a new world, and I'm telling you that, like, women aren't just about to coast with you, bro. If you are not a great husband well into your 70s, they'll try again, because chances are they'll find fun in it. They probably won't find another husband. They will find a good time. They gonna find some fun. And according to the internet, that's what everybody looking for.
Next thing I pull up to my crib and we chill in the garage and I got the garage up, you'll see him walk by. I'll tell him to come over. Y'all see him. You'll see him.
I want him on the pod. When did it start to go bad, sir?
Yeah. I'll put him on the pod.
Because God damn it.
You think he'd be with that?
He would, but he'd ask not to probably be on
this
camera.
This nigga walked
he's probably going to be going through depositions and shit soon.
He walked up to Ricky and began to vent. He needs somebody
to
talk to.
I was walking my dog.
He needs somebody to talk to, bro.
I was walking my dog.
This nigga needs a homeboy.
And he told me their marriage was beautiful for 25 years. No problems, no nothing. Everything was great.
He got lulled to sleep, man. He thought it was sweet. He thought he ain't had to date no more.
My dog woke up one day.
What'd I tell you?
And his wife is fucking getting her cheeks clapped.
Because of the thing, whenever a nigga say shit been good and straight for 20 years, it just sounds like...
You been chilling.
Right.
Yeah, and you ain't been doing your
you
fucking job.
Let me see what the fuck
you got autopilot on.
I bet she would say
cruise control.
It was good for 10 years and it's stagnant for another 10.
Yeah.
That's what she would say.
Yeah.
She'll say stagnant. He'll say, we're chilling.
Yeah.
It was good. It was straight.
Believe me, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Take it from me. You gonna think everything cool, you chilling. You growing moss. You got moss growing on
animosity.
You.
Animosity.
Yeah, animosity. First name Annie, last name Moss. My middle name Moss, my last name Itty.
Real shit.
Fuck you talking about, poor nigga. Guy though, yeah, poor guy, man.
Divorce hurts. Divorce sucks. I don't wish it on nobody.
Hell no.
And I want no parts of it.
Less.
Hell no.
Let's stay together.
Loving you, weather. Nigga still alive?
Times are good and bad, happy and sad.
Hell no.
We ought to stay together.
You know how much good cheese is out there from divorces?
Where you from that?
Man.
Loving you, weather.
Weather.
Rick, any of your kids ever been in a fight before?
Yes, actually, recently, man. I had to deal with a situation.
Your daughter's got in a fight?
Which one? Arya, the youngest, got punched in the face and the stomach the other day by some boy.
Man.
Yeah.
Is he alive?
Man, listen, bro. It was bad. That's why I asked the question.
So what happened?
She was breaking up a fight. Arya doesn't like violence. She doesn't like seeing people fight or argue. Like, even if she thinks that me and Maya are getting into something, she'll be like, are you guys fighting? Like, she'll ask that question. But no, like, I'm a very animated talker, so. But apparently the story was she was breaking up a fight between two boys fighting. She told them to both stop because she's friends with both of them. One of the boys took it upon himself to punch her and hit her in the stomach.
They didn't tell you which boy it was, did they?
They didn't tell me which boy it was. Bro, right? So,
hey, listen. You elementary school superintendent, principal ass niggas that be trying to hide the identity of these little motherfucking terrorists, nigga. I got my motherfucking eyes on you motherfuckers, man.
Oh, they're scared now.
you went over there and got ethnic, did you?
And so.
Did you cuss somebody in Creole?
I'm picking up Arya from the bus stop. And she's like telling me how she got punched. And I said, who punched you? So I waved at the bus driver. I said, yo, hold on.
How did you not shut the whole fucking scene down when she told you she got punched?
To stop the bus. And the bus driver was like, I'm in the middle of the street. What? I said, hold on.
Nigga, I'm trying to drop these kids off.
So I got out of the car. I rode up to the bus. And a million hours like, no, it happened on the bus. It happened at school. I said, no, you good. So they went. So I immediately went to go text the teacher because I have an app where you're able to say, hey, my daughter's coming home telling me she got punched by some boy. Where were you?
Why is she telling me?
And where were you?
Yeah.
She's six. Mm-hmm. They should be supervised at all time. How is some boy? How is my daughter? So then the ladies are, oh, no, your daughter wasn't involved in the fight. But it comes to why I was told that she got hit because she was in the middle of the fight. But her friend fought the boys for her. I said, listen to what you're saying to me. These are six-year-olds. I go down to the school and get some straightening. I said, I want you to explain to me.
Straightening.
How one, two boys were able to fight on your watch. Somebody. My daughter was able to get hit on your watch.
Somebody needs to be fired.
And another kid was able to jump in and defend her on your watch.
Before you.
All of these children are 6 years old. How the fuck does this happen on your fucking watch? Before I react, I want you to explain that to me, and then I'm going to react. She's like, oh, this happened during recess. You know, I was this, I was that. I said, so you had nothing to do with this at all? She's like, no, nothing to do with that. So I said, so you're the teacher. Kids are getting in fights. Kids are getting fucked up. A little girl's getting the shit beat out of her by some little boys.
Might as well.
And you she got nothing well. To do with this.
She might as well.
I asked her, what race are all these children? She said, they're all black. Well, what do you know? You're Where white. You're you nowhere to be found. But all the little white kids, nothing ever happened to them, right? So it got really bad.
Man,
the principals were involved.
That's when you ought to be able to check a motherfucking Instagram.
So I told the school, I said, I'm not leaving the school until you bring the kid here. And then you call the kid's parents and you bring the kid's parent here.
Yeah.
Because my daughter got hit. I don't want to hear about your suspension and all this shit y'all got planned. Mm-hmm. I want the fucking kid's parents here because if that kid fucking touches my kid again, I'm going to fuck that kid up. And it's going to be bad for everybody.
And I don't care how old he is. I need you guys to understand
man,
that.
They went to
he
throw.
Could be 4 years. He's going to get
parents,
hurt.
Parents, getting all kids right. into school. The parents came like, we didn't raise our child to do that, da, 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 da. And I asked the mom, I said, respectfully, ma'am, I understand what you're saying, but my daughter got hit. Does he have a dad? Because I don't want to talk to you. Where's his dad?
Oh, listen.
Oh,
back
his dad's
in the
not
day,
involved. I knew that.
Back in the day.
I knew that. That's what I said. I knew that.
Back in the day.
I knew that.
You gotta take these licks for your jit.
I knew that. But so, I said, hey, ma'am, that's cool, ma'am. But listen, let me tell you something right now. You talk to this motherfucker right here because if he touch my kid again, I'm telling you and I'm telling everybody here, the counselors, If he touched my fucking kid again, I'm going to take matters into my own hand.
Yeah,
I say, hey, listen, kid. Hey, kid, you touch my kid again, I'm fucking you up. Period. Don't touch my fucking kid. I don't send my kid here to get beat up.
And I'm paying you motherfuckers, too.
Fuck
the
that.
Fuck you thought this was,
the fuck y'all
bro.
Niggas think this is, man?
That's why all you super
teachers telling me she heard. And I told her, don't ever tell me you heard.
Nah.
These are 6-year-olds. They're in first fucking grade. Where the fuck are you at?
Listen.
You don't get no break. Bitch, you signed up for this.
Listen, bro.
You heard. I was fucked up.
All right. I just had to make sure you shut the whole fucking operation down for at least 5 minutes.
When I walk into school, it's Mr. Distillion. You mean
anything? Hell yeah.
The fuck you talking? Hey, man. I'm very hands on. I'm the one that I make sure they get to school and I pick them up.
Listen, bro, that's what I'm, because you see.
Why is my kid telling me she got hit?
That's
you're the teacher.
I'm,
why am I?
It shouldn't be coming
so
from
so if Arya never told me this, I would never know this even happened.
I wouldn't know.
And 6 years old is old enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
it's old, it's old enough.
So he's going to school and he feels so like a girl breaking up the fight, he could hit the girl because he probably sees you get your ass beat at home. No, man, you better talk to your son because he's going to get fucked up out here.
Hey, little mother.
She ain't like what the fuck I
said. Hey, little shit.
She ain't like that shit.
I will break this belt off on your behind.
Let me tell you something, bro. It was ugly. Mean? It was ugly.
Nah, it should be, though, because at the end of the day, bro, you got daughters.
This is the thing. Maya gets ugly. She gets uglier than me.
Shut the school
but
down.
But she knew on this one, she's like, no, you shouldn't. It shouldn't be you. It shit, cause she knows, bro. When it comes to them girls, no, we ain't doing that.
Listen.
And y'all gonna feel it. Listen. It's different, bro.
Niggas better not.
It's different, bro.
I don't mind getting ethnic. I turn up.
It's different, bro.
I'm not already.
Especially when you know your kid.
I'm already not rational.
Especially when you know your kid. Your kid is not going. Your kid is not going there. I know every parent says that, but my kids genuinely don't go. She was breaking up the fight.
Yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
my kids are peaceful.
She's not that type of kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't on that type of like. She's done something to make you want to fight her, bro. Like, she's like, yo, why are people fighting? Like, I don't know. What is this? Why are you guys doing
that?
You guys
shouldn't
do that.
If the little nigga want to fight, I give him somebody to fight.
So I gave her a lesson.
I want to fight. Let him fight.
You learned a valuable lesson here.
I don't care.
You know, people are going to fight. It's not your job to break up the fight. No man should ever put their hands on you. No kid should ever put their hands on you. I don't care if it's a boy or it's a girl. I say, well, you went right. You should have fucking fucked them up. You should have fucked them up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to get in trouble. Because she's thinking you're not going to get in trouble with me. You're not. If you're defending yourself, you're not going to get in trouble.
That's what I tell my kid all the time.
You're never going to get in trouble with me when it comes to defending yourself.
I will
yourself.
Defend whatever you do.
Whatever the fuck you do.
I will go to the
do
it. Bat.
Dude, I will defend whatever you
but
do.
But don't come home telling me you didn't do nothing back. When the niggas fucking, you know. No. We're not doing that no more. We're not doing that no more. We're not.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no bitches have my last name.
No, baby. We're not doing that. You know who your aunties is? What? That's why I couldn't put Ashley on as an emergency contact. Ashley will fly the fuck in and flip tables over. She got nothing to lose.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, dog, you did the right thing, bro.
I set a precedence, bro.
You got to shut the school down.
They thought I was just talking. I said, yo, call the parents. The mom and dad. Call them. Please, call them.
Get everybody in here.
No, get everybody the fuck in here right the fuck now. I'm not going. I don't care who y'all call. Call police. I'm not doing nothing wrong. My kid got attacked. You call the motherfucking parents. Okay, we're going to see what we... No, I don't want to see what you can do.
Mm-mm.
You call the kid, call his fucking parents in here. Call the fucking deadbeat dad and call the mom in here right now. And just like, what do you know? Mm. He's not around. Who would have thought?
Can't reach him.
Bob Quisha, I would have never thought. I would have never thought that fucking Marquise didn't have a dad.
You mean Marquise? Marquise doesn't have a father?
What the fuck you talking about?
Fuck.
I didn't know I would have never guessed Taekwon didn't have a fucking dad. Fuck out of here. Let me guess, his last name is yours, right? It's your last name, right?
Moore's.
That was the dead son of birth certificate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you talking about?
Bitch.
Talk to that piece of shit. Anyways.
Chris, your kids ever get into a fight at school?
Nah, but in fifth grade, a kid did throw peanuts at my son, my oldest son, who's deathly allergic to peanuts.
Whatever.
Mind you, they're not even supposed to be able to bring peanuts for lunch.
School. Yeah.
But that's why I had to ask Ricky if he shut the school down.
Yeah. Sometimes he got
to. Because please believe.
Sometimes he got to.
Hey, listen. Every official you got, get him in here.
Get him in here.
Because I need everybody here.
Bro, sometimes you got to, bro.
Everybody's got to understand what happens next.
At my daughter's school.
Because I don't want nobody to be in the dark when the shit, if something happens and this has to go down, I don't want nobody to say, well, damn, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Because there are no peanut signs everywhere in these schools. You're like, walking to school, everywhere you look, there's a fucking peanut with a big X
through it. How y'all managed to let this happen? And then worse, for it to happen and my son to have to come tell me. Y'all ain't even tell me. My son told me about it.
Bro, when you're in those situations as a parent, you start to see how little protocol is in these schools. Like, for anything. Like, when you start asking, go to the school and start asking, how did this happen? And you start to uncover so much shit. It's not even like, bro, like.
That's why so much shit can happen. Y'all got little lives in your
hands and you're not even thinking to yourself like,
I don't know if you've been seeing social media.
Bro, it's bad.
Teachers have been saying that they are done for quite some time.
I see it.
They're cooked. They're done. Listen. They don't have it anymore. They're done.
That lady submitted to me before I even got to the school. She submitted. Like, she literally told me, like, nigga, bro, you're asking me questions. I already knew. Okay, you don't give a fuck no more. You're cooked.
They're done.
I got to get there. So now I took it a step further. I'm like, listen, I ain't my beefing with you no more because you're done. You're done.
They're above your pay grade.
Let me talk to the niggas that getting paid a little bit more than you. Oh, you can't tell me? Get the principal. Get her fat ass out here right now. That's like what I said. Somebody's
getting paid enough to come fat ass sit out here right now. Their overweight fucking ass right in front of me and hear what the fuck I tell
you.
Yeah.
When you put your fucking foot down and you know what the fuck you talking about, shit gets moving and shaking quick.
Man, that shit is like busting a nut.
When they're like, this ain't just no regular nigga. Like, he know what the fuck's going on. Like, he knows. Got
to feel me.
And he has no fear. I said, listen, I'm going to beat you to it. You should call police right now.
I'm an angry black man. You met him.
No, I told him. I said that. No, yeah. You should, before you do it, man, call them right now. Because I know I ain't doing shit wrong. So you call the police right now. Get a mediator in here.
Nah.
Because I'm turning the fuck up.
I'm about to.
Sir, we don't need to do all that. What is it that you need? Okay, let me tell you again. Call his deadbeat parents the fuck in here and get his little ass in here. Because I know his little dirty ass is in that class. Mm-hmm. So get his ass out here and let's handle this shit right now. And call my daughter out here. And we're going to handle it. Call the kid that helped her because none of you motherfuckers was in there to help her. Call and ask all of them right here, right now. So I can let these motherfuckers know what the fuck is going on and what's never going to happen again. I bet you that shit don't happen again.
It won't.
I bet you it doesn't happen again. I bet y'all will never come in here and tell you niggas on a podcast that my kid got hit on the fucking playground. I bet you.
All
right. Okay, Mr. Stillman, thank you for everything. Is there anything else you need? All right, I know.
So when Eli was smaller, he definitely was the biting kid when he was 4 and 5.
Oh, those kids are creepy.
He was a biter.
He was like, bro,
Joe Biden.
You can't be fucking biting kids, bro.
Nah, no.
Joe Biden. That's funny.
Joe Biden is not it.
That's great. That's remarkable work. Joe Biden is remarkable.
Joe Biden, bro. That nigga's Joe Biden, bro.
And thank God he never been a kid who had a father who cared like Ricky. Because he would bite these kids. I'd have a conference. I tell him stop. He'd bite another one tomorrow. This went on for some months.
Was there any reason why he was biting them?
Bro,
no rhyme or reason.
Out of control. He had a father. I don't know what to do. I don't know what his fucking.
So you meet the daddy, say, yo, man, why is somebody
why
my
are
kid?
You biting motherfuckers?
I don't know, man. I be asking him the same shit. He be biting me. What the fuck you want from me? Little nigga be biting me. Biting ass nigga, man.
This nigga said he had a father. I don't know.
I don't know why he's doing this fatherless shit.
Oh, shit, like, bro.
Like, that's the answer for everything.
You have a father. I don't get why you're malfunctioning.
Oh, my God, bro. That's funny as fuck, bro. That is some funny shit, dog. Do you fucking tease him about it now? Like, as he's older? Ever tease him?
I don't talk about it enough, actually.
Yeah, you got to bring that back up. What the fuck was your deal, nigga? Why the fuck were you biting niggas, man?
Going to fucking Trinity Christian school, biting all the fucking kids.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Yo, let me tell you something. Trinity Christian?
That sounds like a private school.
It's the school off of, it's in Miami Gardens, right by Diamonds.
I think that's where Showtime them boys went.
I used to drop Eli off, and every morning it was just nothing but brawling strippers. Every morning.
Yep, sounds about right.
Every
it was a show.
Morning.
The drop-off was a show.
The best drop-off I've ever experienced with these kids. Yeah.
Drop so
apparently,
the kid.
Like, you know, it was right by G4,
mm-hmm.
Right by
G5.
Sorry,
I was saying, is it a new one?
G5.
Is there a lower grade one now? Like, you didn't make it to G5, but you could work at G4.
G5, and what's the other one? Tootsies,
yeah.
It's between them both. That's how you know. That's how you know he's done. He's not in C no more. What does it? G4.
I'm washed, baby.
He's so washed now.
I'm so washed, baby.
Yeah, bro. He's there. He's gone, bro. Yo, you're not a Miami nigga no more, bro.
I've been going out into the Charlotte nightlife lately.
How is it?
Have you? That's just something, man.
Yo, we got to do another trip out there.
I've been, bro, because lately I've been talking to myself, let me get into it, because I just renewed my lease.
Shout out my nigga Measy Boulevard, man. We got to pull up on you got to pull up on us when we come back up there, bro.
Yeah.
I'm fucking in the streets, man. It's all right.
Yo, let's plan it, man. Let's go back up to Charlotte, man. We had a good time. And we didn't really do shit. The only thing we went to was we went to Walmart.
Niggas was in podcast prison.
And podcast boot camp. And the weather is cold as fuck now, so it's lit.
Yeah, it's perfect time to stay inside.
It's cold as fuck.
But remember, this nigga was waking up every morning, cleaning and cooking? Every morning.
And mind you, the Hornets games, cheap as fuck. Right now, Panthers game.
That's what makes me want to go. When you sent that screenshot in the group chat, nigga, we can make a thing out of that, bro.
We have to go up there and go to a Hornets game.
I'm flying back home in time for the tournament. Heat in Charlotte, $17.
Dog.
To watch the tourney. Over here is a little expensive.
Yeah.
But in Charlotte, it's a cheap tourney. Yeah, I'm excited.
Hey, niggas understand the tournament?
You know what?
I think they play for money or some shit. But I don't get why they're doing it.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know, like, what is the purpose of it?
They're playing for money.
They're tying it into their regular season games, I'm assuming, right?
So your schedule. Because I saw that. I didn't realize at first, but they're doing point differential.
What does that mean?
So, like, how many? If I beat you by 10 points, but Ricky only beat his team by 5 points.
Yeah.
You're
ahead of him in the standings. Because he beat you by more. If the standings are similar, the same.
Yeah.
If we're both 25 and 25, but when we played this one team, I beat you by 10, you beat them by 6. I'm the fourth seed, you're the fifth seed because I beat that same team.
Like, I'm still not understanding why they're doing.
What's the tournament for?
Nah, it's for every team is gonna win money.
I think they're getting paid money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they're getting paid money, but why did the NBA do it? Like, they get paid anyways. It's not like college. Has tournaments.
Some people have alluded to the fact that the NBA is doing this to provide like incentive to continue playing.
Starters.
As if you're playing for something.
Yeah.
Like to stop
the load management.
Yeah, stop the load management. Like essentially a carrot in front of the fucking horse.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind the load management because I'm a playoff watcher. Yeah. It doesn't hurt me. It hurts their product.
On a day to day basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, well, also they're also talking about what hurts hurting their money is the fact that because it's 82 games, it's so much to consume. It will never be as popular in America as football because football you have 17 chances. That's it. Whereas if you're a Heat fan. If I miss 60 games, I could still watch 40 Heat games because the playoffs and the regular season was left.
I'm definitely not watching the Heat play the Raptors.
There's no need, bro.
Okay. You know what I mean? They're changing all the aesthetics.
Show me the box score.
You know, show me the box
court.
Bro.
That Heat court that they're playing on right now, the court, the way it looks like a 2K, NBA 2K My Player court. It looks
cool.
Crazy, man.
I think it's cool.
It's cool, but I don't like it for NBA. It doesn't look professional to me. And now it looks like video games.
You sound like an old ass nigga.
I'm an old school fan. I am.
They might be trying to mirror a lot of the international basketball too.
Now. No, because international, they play in front of Infernos. They'll play in front of mountains.
Did you see that shit?
The Inferno one?
Bro,
that shit was crazy.
Arena was on fire.
Shit was on fire, bro.
Literal fire.
It's like it's a clip going on viral
like
right now,
fire,
where the niggas are playing on the ring, playing on the court, but surrounded like the surroundings is fire.
Yeah, there's pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics going on the whole time.
That's fire.
Yeah.
So like Kane.
The whole time niggas dunking, catching all the alley oops. It looks like the apocalypse is happening.
Fire.
It looks like the apocalypse is happening.
It's smoke
The smoke looked like clouds, so it looks like the apocalypse.
You can't even see, like, niggas in the stands couldn't see the game. It's that much smoke.
Yeah, it's bad.
But
it looks fire.
It was lit.
Yeah. I feel like that's what the NBA is trying to kind of get, whatever, some of that.
I don't think the NBA ever get to that point.
We have not. Really? That's what I was wondering.
I want to be the first to say this because it's not going to happen very often. Ricky was right.
He was right. I forgot all about it.
I told niggas, when it comes to these episodes, we never die because we know it's time to cook because we know it going in.
Listen.
It's on the other ones where that happens.
Listen.
Because we're waiting for something else to be introduced.
Look, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it all the time.
Let's catch the alley-oops.
That's hard.
I'm not going to do it all the time. But I'm gonna say this, Ricky.
He
was right.
He was right. He was right. He was right.
I mean, I'm always right, but
you're not. Far from always right. Nah. Boy, you so far from always right. We should do the intro right now.
Ben calls me Righty the Prince because I'm always right.
I don't think so.
Let's do the outro real quick. Come on.
I can assure you those words. Ben doesn't never call me right.
Ben doesn't call me Rick. He calls me right.
Those words have never left that beard ever.
You're right.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Niggas.
What's my motherfucking name?
Nigga, come on, my niggas. Bitches better get it right.
Whores better get it right.
Oh no!
Nah, what's going on? No.
Some ain't plugged.
No. The engineer doing over there, man. What do we pay you for?
Stupid.
Oh no!
Hey, hold on, guys. Somebody's calling me from New York.
Nigga.
New York. And move the mic and answer that. Mute his mic.
Now you're.
He ain't got no respect for us at all. This nigga. No, no, you should have left with that. I'm actually. What's good, gang?
Nigga.
Hey. Ooh.
Ladies and gents.
Ooh. Hold up.
Go again. Another episode.
Hold up.
Man who love.
We some niggas, we some niggas with our bands. We some niggas with our bands.
Man who love.
We some niggas with our bands. We some niggas with our bands. Nigga with a band, nigga with a band, nigga.
I swear y'all.
Nigga with a band. Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga.
I swear, yeah.
Nigga, what a pain, nigga, what a pain, nigga. You need a penis, you should get it from me, nigga.
I swear, yeah.
You need a penis, you should get it from me, nigga. Eat a pen, you should get it from me, nigga.
I swear, yeah.
You need a pen, you should get it from these niggas.
Hey.
Me, Chris, Ricky, and Ben, we about to podcast. Again, tell the world, bitch, and tell your friends. You looking for them boys, bitch, we the men. I'm serious, ain't no playing. Don't do that. Like a fat bitch, I got my groove back. No Tay Diggs, no gay shit, no Beyonce. I ain't gonna say shit. You better not say shit. You better not play, bitch. Give me a little bootay, bitch. Recording on my phone. Like ball greasy nigga looking for them shows. Ben got the shit sounding right. You know I'm about to pound it right. Deep in that water like a fucking flounder, right? Take your bitch to the wall. You know I fucking mount her, right?
Niggas with a pen,
like a
niggas
TV.
With a pen,
niggas, I pussy 3D.
Niggas with a pen, niggas with a pen, niggas,
and your bitch can't pen, wait to see me.
Niggas with a pen, niggas with a pen,
I fun the ski-ski on her TT's.
Niggas with a pen.
And she gonna suck me on my pee-pee. I swear. Yes. Manula. Of course we are.
I swear.
That's all I got. That's the end.
Hey. You snapped, nigga. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that.
Nah.
You.
That's fun. That was a good one. That went in there.
Wow. I ain't see you go in.
You didn't have to do that to the beat.
Yes.
The beat didn't. You didn't have to do that to the beat.
It's been. It's been, man.
As a producer, that has to feel good.
It's been, man.
That has to feel good when a nigga just annihilates.
It's been with the
when a nigga annihilates the work, bro.
Bro.
And now, and that's the instance. Do you feel like Dwight Howard where he's just annihilating your work?
That's crazy, man. Come on. That's crazy.
You can't do that.
Do what? I don't think you can do that. No, it's our job to discuss pop culture.
I can't believe, bro, that he's setting niggas up for the okie doke. That's crazy.
I made it. Good job.
That's crazy.
I want to take it a step further. Why did he ask me that question? Like I find disrespect.
He chose you specifically.
Specifically. I find disrespect in him doing
that. No, no disrespect for you. Because we do have gay listeners. So I want to put.
That's fine.
You know,
not anymore. There's no way they're still here.
No, I promise.
There's no way.
There are. They
still listen.
There's some cocksuckers that listen to us.
There's no way.
For sure.
They giving up on us.
For sure.
They quit.
For sure.
They quit.
No, for sure. No. They listen because they think we're fucking ignorant idiots.
No, bro.
That's what it is. Like, you guys are idiots, man.
Not here anymore.
They know what we're here for. We're not here for understanding.
They're here, man.
They're like, here. They know that.
Man,
like,
lie.
It was right. That was right.
One time you quoted your father saying,
queers.
Queers.
Queer.
When I got my ears pierced, the first question, he said, oh, you some kind of queer now? Queer. Like, bro, where'd you even learn that word? You're this Haitian, bro.
Tequila is kicking my ass.
And it's doing its job, it's goddammit.
My word.
My mom acted as if the world fucking ended.
When we got our ears pierced.
When I did that shit.
Yeah.
Cried, huh? Hard down.
That was bad.
It was bad. And she
I let her down. You know, it was me. I let her down like
No, yeah. They pulled off a surprise visit to me in college. Mm-hmm. And it was at the worst possible time, bro.
Because you was living your life.
Ever tell you this story?
No.
Oh my God.
You was living your life, huh?
Listen. As you guys know, man, me and Ben were roommates at this time. We're in college, bro. And out of nowhere, the door is knocking. And my room was closest to the door. So I look out the window. I'm like, holy shit, that's Ben's parents. The hell are they doing here? I'm a bad friend. You guys know this already.
Open the door.
Ben was in there with some cheeks, elite cheeks. And on the campus, he was in there with, he was a freshman. And he copped some upperclassmen, elite cheeks. You know what I did? I said, fuck it. I opened the front door. Parents, welcome to our humble abode right this way. Gave her kisses, you know, exchanged pleasantries with his father. His younger sister was there as well. So you guys sit right there. Let me go and get Ben for you guys. I knock on Ben's door. It takes Ben a little while to open the door, of course. He's like, yes. Well, you know, he's like, you know, when a nigga at the door, like, yo, what the fuck you need? You know what's going on.
What?
And I was smart. I said, yo, nigga, you never guess what just happened. Nigga, what happened? Yeah. I mean, yo, your mom and your dad just pulled up. And he closed the door. Like, I was joking. I knocked again. I said, no.
Playing.
I said, yo, look. Just come on, look.
You play too much. That's why he closed the door.
That nigga closed the door for like another hour.
It's probably not the first time you did that, dude. You probably like, fucking
yo, the nigga closed the door for like another hour. And I went to his brother and said, I'm going to sit here with you guys and talk because it's going to be a while before he comes out here. But anyways, how was your trip?
Surprise visit.
Meanwhile, I'm in the room. I'm in the room, I'm like, damn, does that window unscrew?
You so fucking funny.
Does it unscrew?
But you know what's crazy? His dad stayed in the living room. His mom went straight to my room and went to cleaning. Yeah. She went straight, like, she just started hands and knees, bro.
I'm sure your room was a mess.
Oh, yeah. It was a mess. But, I mean... His dad was proud, you know, his mom gave us a lecture.
She didn't have her son living in no pigsty.
It was only a mess because she was there. The girl was there. It's considered a mess, period. And I walked into a fucking mess.
Clap?
Huh?
Did you clap?
Of course he did. That's why she was there.
How'd you get out of that? What happened?
I had to face it.
Yeah.
I had to face it. I came out there.
You still ain't telling me to clap?
Yeah, of course.
I'm saying,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, them chicks was clapped. But yeah, he had to face that.
I had to face it, bro. I came out there, and my mom made an entire scene out of it.
Yeah, she did.
About the girl or your ears?
Both.
All of it.
Hilarious.
All of it.
She made it seem as if she didn't even recognize who she was looking at.
What do you mean? You got your ears pierced, you fucking hoes.
Boy. Yeah. Who is this guy?
She hit me with the... She hit me with the... Me college la.
Mais son vinetti Dieu.
C'est ça me voyait là.
Oh my God.
She kept saying to me, oh, Mbedi Benson. Mbedi Benson. Mbedi Benson. Wiki. Lale. Mbedi. I'm like, no. I said, mom, no. He's just having fun. Fun!
There's no fun time for
fun.
I bet your boy was quiet.
Oh, he was happy. Oh, my God. This is all he did. When he saw you like this. So he just, the guy didn't say a fucking word, man. He didn't say a word.
That's so funny, bro.
That's all he did. I promise you, that's all he did. He was like,
knowing how you feel, like, that, was that not
infuriating? That's all he did. Yo, as long as a man didn't walk out of his son's room, he saw what he needed to see.
That's so funny.
That's it.
When I came out there, I felt the energy from my mom of disappointment, but from my dad, I felt approval.
Approval.
And pride. That's one of the only times I ever felt that from him.
Makes your man a terrible.
It makes you feel conflicted because your mom is disappointed in you. But however, this is the most proud. You've done so many things in your life. But this is when your dad looks at you as if you're Kobe. Like you won the fifth championship, bro.
Y'all, forget as a Haitian man, like as a man in general, as a black man especially.
Oh, it feels good.
It's a very rare moment where you get the experience. Like,
father pride.
That irradiating sense, like where it's radiating from the pride, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that feel, though? Like, because at the same time, I know, like, y'all have a relationship that's not really 100% still at that time. So it's like, is it like, oh shit?
I'll be honest with you. And this is as honest as I could feel.
That was that? I thought that was plus.
This is as honest as I could be. Part of me almost felt relieved. I was actually happy that he felt that way because in my mind, I'm like, okay, I have somebody on my side.
Yeah.
And it felt good.
On the car ride home, somebody's going
to
defend me.
Yes. It felt good to have him have my back like that.
For me, when he did that to me, I felt relieved because I'm like, okay, my dad thinks I'm a faggot because I got, oh shit,
Yeah. 101-29. Gotcha.
My dad thinks I'm a queer because I know because those were his. That's the words he used. That's what he said.
I don't know why I've been writing that shit there for.
No, because he'll edit this one. He'll edit that. But you know, I was relieved because I'm like, yo, his dad is like, oh, his dad knows that we're not what my dad thinks is because we got our ear pierced. He sees his son walking out with a woman, so he's like, he's proud. He's like, he's feeling something completely different from my dad. So at least somebody's approved out here, bro. Like,
yeah, because I got my ears pierced.
Haitian men are ridiculous, bro. Dads are ridiculous, bro.
That first bunch, man, they're really ridiculous, dog.
And Haitian moms are too, bro. Haitian parents are ridiculous, bro.
In their own right, yeah,
they're ridiculous.
They are.
That's what I told my mom. When my mom pulled up, remember when my mom pulled up on us and she said that she started cleaning and all that, and then she found out I had girls over there. I'm like, all right, mom, I'm having sex. I'm fucking pussy. What do you want? I mean, what do you want? What are you going to do now? You going to beat my ass up here? You still got to leave? You can't stay here, baby.
Guess what's going to happen when you leave?
Guess what happens when you leave after you're done cleaning? I'm going to clap some more college cheeks, man. I will never stop clapping these cheeks. They're here for me to clap, so I'm going to clap them. They're for me. This is what I'm here for. I'm not here for school. I'm here for the hot sex. I kept telling her that.
So bad.
I'm not here for school.
But I kept telling her that. I'm not here to graduate, man.
I'm not here for cap and gown.
I'm here for poon.
I'm here for hot sex. It's pretty good.
I'm here for hot sex. I told my mom that.
I'm not here for school. I'm here for
you be wanting to make paragraphs, titles. Yes.
You want a book title for a fucking friend. Goddamn.
No, shit. I want people to understand.
You want a title to where the person don't even got to listen to the episode.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Huh? The title? Yeah. Like, come on, man.
My name is Plus Ben Ricky, man. This is the NWO podcast. That's what you want for the title. Goddamn, nigga.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to understand the context in the title,
too. Like, nigga, I'm not here for school. I'm here for hot sex. It's crazy.
Nigga, that's all I remember accomplishing in school.
Referring to it as hot sex.
That's hot sex is crazy.
It was usually hot, man. It was steamy in there, man.
That always reminds me of LL Cool J's favorite lines. Hot sex on a platter. Like, bro, like, what the fuck is that?
Hey, why is sex always described as hot?
It is when it's good. It's not cold.
Yeah, when it's good, it's never cold. You ever had good cold sex?
But that's what I'm asking. Is there no such thing?
Sex with a
I don't think so. I've never experienced good cold sex.
I don't think my dick could get hard and cold.
You know what's crazy? I start fucking, I don't even think I feel temperature.
No, it doesn't feel. I've had sex.
You just know you're getting hot.
Yeah, never mind.
You know you're not getting cold.
Fuck it. Never mind.
Smart guy, man.
Never mind.
This guy right here, he's smart.
Because my sponsor will kill me.
You know what, man? What's your final thought, huh?
Oh, shit. Funny you ask. Hey, man, if you're listening and you're a college student.
I am drunk.
Yeah, man, I'm fucked up. If you're a college student and you're listening to the NBA podcast, man, listen, have all the sex in the world that you need to have and want to have. That's the time to fucking do it. Find yourself and enjoy yourself. Enjoy her.
Learn how to make a girl come before you leave college, bro.
Yeah, try to.
It's in your best interest.
Try to make at least one woman come, because apparently none of them come, but try to make one come. You know, try.
Apparently nobody does it.
Yeah, nobody does.
So. They're fucking lying. I just want you to know that.
I mean.
Somebody's making them come.
I don't know.
That goddamn machinery is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Some goddamn tools. Ain't you?
Bro, and they don't have any fucking male tools that look normal. Everything look like a fucking deviant machine.
I have a little cousin right now. Hey. I have a little cousin right now. Shout out to my cousin. I ain't gonna say your name. He's in North Miami, and he told me, and I said to him, he's 17 right now. I said, he's having sex. And I said, yo, you're a long way from enjoying sex because you haven't even met a woman come yet. He said, make a woman come. The fuck? This shit's a race. Whoever comes first wins.
Young man. Wow. Good for you, baby.
I'm glad our motto made it somewhere. This is my cousin.
That's what he's saying. That's what he said. 17 years old.
I mean, do you remember sex before?
That was our motto.
Yeah, you know.
Wasn't it? It's a race, bitch.
It was the time. Now you want repeat customers. Fucking, you know what I mean?
Seeing a young nigga fuck for sport, though, like seeing it. Because we lived it, but like watching a young nigga fuck for sport, it's entertaining.
You know.
It's very entertaining.
So,
because they'll go through anything, bro. They'll do anything, bro.
Lately, it's a young man's game.
I've entertained a young lady in her 20s, and hearing what they say about the niggas in that age and what dating them is like, I understand why old niggas are even in the game.
I understand why now. And it makes you understand why old women are in the game.
Because theoretically, young niggas should be able to run this, but it's just experience.
Yeah, the experience wins. It's like a savvy vet in the league.
Because
you're not winning off your athleticism. Your experience is
young niggas refuse to wait for the second link for the pussy.
Oh, and a savvy vet.
And knows a savvy vet? Bitch, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
I can wait.
Yeah, I can wait 2 or 3, 4. Hey, the longer you wait, the better, because I know once I get it, I got it. But hey, I'm here for the long time. I'm here for a long time.
Long you wait, baby. I wait.
Please. Yo, the conversation alone is good.
Come on.
That's orgasmic, baby.
You can
make her feel things she's never felt before without even touching her.
Betty, what are your final thoughts before we get out of control?
Before we get out of control? We were out of control just now. My bad.
We don't even have a song of the week, nigga.
We don't. Listen. We have shit. No, we do have a song of the week.
We don't.
We do, Ben. Remember I told you.
I remember that Swole shit.
Life.
Swole Life.
Swole Life?
Pause. You really stretched it.
What did you say?
Say Swallow. Pause.
Who made that song?
Swole Life by Wiz.
Oh, by Wiz. Oh, yeah. Yeah, nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm saying? Tell a gang of die, nigga. Go ahead, Ben.
Bruh, listen. I'm glad you didn't call me.
I'm
glad you didn't call me.
You're so smart because you finished before you went out there. I would have went out there and just dealt with it. You're like, I might as well finish up. Took an hour. That's crazy.
I'm a good friend, man. You got to see it, but I have a method to my madness, man. There was no winning that. There was nothing I could do. I had to act as normal as fucking possible. And that's what I did.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Ari. I'm glad you ain't called me. I'm glad you ain't called me, bro.
Bro.
Glad you didn't call me. Because.
Man.
We already went through that and had to deal with it our own unique way back in the past, remember?
Yes.
With my sister?
Yes, I remember.
We handled it a little bit differently.
No, we took it in our own hands. Yeah. We didn't get parents involved.
Marvelous.
So, yeah, that's what I think of.
I ain't gonna lie, but I beat little jits. Bro, I beat up a little.
Sometimes you have to, bro.
I beat up a little 9-year-old jit when I was like 17, bro.
Sometimes you have to.
His hands on my sister. I don't know what the fuck the little nigga thought.
No, sometimes you have to.
I had to hurt him.
No, you have to.
Go call your father.
F-
Phil.
Yeah, call your dad.
Look, sue me. I had
you know what? Better yet, I'll be your dad for you.
I ain't gonna lie though. I ain't put my hands on him directly. I put my cousin on him. I know my
that was
cousin,
that kid's.
My little cousin was a little closer to his age. I put my little cousin.
That was that kid's first time ever seeing what a dad looks like when I showed up.
Yeah, you gotta. Hey man, listen.
I won't be surprised if he thinks I'm his dad.
So, you know what? When he turned 26, 27.
You better tell me Happy Father's Day.
And he make it to fucking 30. He gonna thank you because it's gonna be the life lesson you taught him. To be humble and know that a nigga could fuck you up that kept him alive.
She need to fucking send me some of that child support money.
You feel me?
That's what she need to do.
For real. Really and truly, you part-time daddy in that moment.
She might as well. Shit. All
right.
Me and my might be fucking some crazy.
Because, like, I mean, regardless of how you look at it, sometimes, like, being scared straight is corrective surgery for a kid sometimes. Man. And in terms of bad habits.
That young man was terrified. I can tell he don't listen to his mom, but in that moment, he was terrified.
All right.
Sometimes it is.
He saw I had him, his mom, his principal, the guy comes in the chokehold, and I was a raging bull. He was terrified.
Because
he know now.
That's exactly what we did with old boy.
Yeah.
And he was the absolute gentleman to us.
Afterwards. Same.
The entire time same. That we
you
ever
don't
knew.
Know.
Now you know.
Now you know, nigga.
He was so polite with me. So polite with all of us.
Oh, he was the same after that. He saw we meant business.
He was not the same after
This is going to end badly for you, and it's not going to be fair to you. What happens to you next? That's it. That's it.
It's a lot of pain and
it's not going to be fair to you what happens to you next. Because we don't have nothing to lose in this situation.
No.
Nothing to lose.
Because we're kids, too.
We have nothing to lose.
We're kids, too.
We're going to do it Monday. We're going to do it Tuesday. We're going to do it Wednesday. We're going to do it Thursday. We're going to do it Friday. And you don't learn, we're going to come back again Monday. We have nothing to lose.
No.
Chris, what are your final thoughts?
Smoke weed.
My final thoughts this week are if you out there in the world, don't let stress and anxiety kill you. Take a moment, take five, and just know that life comes in waves. Things get better, things get worse, things get better. They always get better. Don't forget that.
What's your final thoughts, Plus?
Fuck.
Nice try.
No, very attentive, very sharp. I saw this trick on TV. If you're about to get a divorce, call all the best divorce companies in your area and get a quote because your wife can't hire them after you spoke to them already.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hunting.
Yep. She can't.
Benniford, what is our song of the week?
Tell again, I'll die.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Wiz Khalifa, Swole Life.
Tell again, I'll die, you sons of bitches. Thanks for listening to the WWO podcast. Peace. I got you niggas on the first episode.
New chains going crazy. No shirt bust down AP. I'm screaming, fuck you, pay me. I don't even gotta say it, they see I got it on me. And I don't even gotta ask my homie, I got it on me. When I pull up, all the hoes want me. Bottle after bottle, she gon' swallow that. Nuba take a dress, let her model that. Get that ass a smack, get a follow back. She just wanna know where them dollars at. I just wanna know where the hoes reside. See my chain bright, it ain't no lights. Niggas talk tough, but they won't fight. Hear a lot of bark, but they won't bite. I've been throwing gang up my whole life. Shorty run around the wave, live the whole life. Her nigga tripping, he ain't put it in her hole right. I beat it up, you fuck with me, you live the swole life. New chains going crazy. No shirt bust down AP. I'm screaming, fuck you, pay me. I don't even gotta say it, they see I got it on me. And I don't even gotta ask my homie, I got it on me. When I pull up, all the hoes want me. Goddamn, that's your bitch. You let her at my concert and ain't seen her since. You gotta put her on a leash, player, cause she seen my chains and jumped the fence.
I'm known to beat them hoes down, bro. When she come to my room, it get intense. All these girls got relationships, but I don't care if her boyfriend get pissed. Steph Curry, shoot a shot, I'll never miss. Girl, you got an ass like a gold medalist. A lot of girls in the race, keep your head in this. Porsches, Raris, Rolls Royce, get in this. New chains going crazy. No shirt, bust down AP. I'm screaming, fuck you, pay me. I don't even gotta say it, they see I got it on me. And I don't even gotta ask my homie, I got it on me. When I pull up, all the hoes want me.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man. And we still doing this thing. See ya.
You ready for me? You ready for me? You ready for me? You ready for me? DJ.